Chapter 27, The Final Months in Switzerland. Snapshots from her diary. Late in 1886, as noted, Mrs. White began to think in terms of summarizing her efforts in Europe. Her thoughts turned to the success attending the proclamation of the Advent message in the Old World. Her reflections were not those of a tourist who had come to Europe to see the wonders of the stately old cities, or even the magnificent scenery. Her heart was impressed more by the work of God upon recreated human lives than the wonders of His created works. And she was concerned about the unfinished task of the Church. I have now been in Europe 15 months. I have visited and labored in Switzerland, Italy, England, Denmark, Sweden, Norway, and France. In all these places the banner of truth stands unfurled, the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus, and yet there are very many large cities as well as small that have not had the message proclaimed to the inhabitants. And now it was winter time. And winter in mid-Europe and north of the Alps can be severe, with travel restrictions imposed by the icy weather. We see Ellen White in the coldest months of late 1886 and early 1887, limiting her work largely to Basel. A brief preview of the highlights of those final months in German-speaking Switzerland before returning to America provides the following snapshot pictures of her activities. Sabbath, January 1, 1887. As always, Ellen White is challenged by the prospects of a new year with its fresh opportunities, and its privileges and responsibilities. It was to her a time to begin again. In her diary she wrote about a special little gathering in Basel. I spoke to 25 who understood English, without an interpreter, in regard to our duty and obligations to God and how to begin the year aright. We then had a social meeting. Many testimonies were borne and many confessions made well wet down with tears. It was a profitable meeting.